Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good. What fucking day is it? Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera. Hot as fuck.
War on Woke Wednesday.
USA. War on Woke Wednesday.
I don't know. It just sounds something like Florida.
We are woke, though.
I know. But it sounds like something that would be in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
The war upon the woke.
Well, you heard Rick Scott said socialists and communists aren't welcome here in Florida.
God, I forgot he existed for
a
while.
To make it worse.
God, that's...
He put out a video of his face saying...
Oh! Stop it!
To make it even more painful.
Fuck!
That's a war crime.
Dear Jesus, what the fuck are you doing up there?
Don't
help
you think
us.
He should be dragged to the Hague for making us look at his face while he says that bullshit?
Oh, yes. I forget he exists sometimes. I don't even know why. He just reminds us every now and then.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Yes.
My lip got caught in my Invisalign for a moment.
Right. Ouch.
And it doesn't cost. Where was I? Bezos just gives us
right.
Money.
Give us your money.
And
drive it down here.
Of asshole billionaires giving money, Elon Musk.
Woo!
You can still join us on the Twitter at Crab Diving.
Yay!
Sarah Bdiving. Oh, that's very nice. Thank you to wishing me a speedy recovery.
Right. How are you doing?
On the Twitter. I'm okay. I'm good.
Do you want to make a statement about how it went? And
Well, it wasn't that bad, actually. And
yes.
And when I tally up how many actually minutes the doctor spent doing the implant.
Yes.
With the all the zeros I had to pay to get the implant, I'm like, wow, that's a really great hourly.
That's fucking bullshit.
Like $6,000 an hour he'd be making.
Damn.
if he cranked that shit out, right? So, but it went quick.
Good.
But the actual drilling in part was, you know, gross.
Yeah.
The worst part of the whole ordeal was the few shots that I got of the Novocaine, because they shot it up like it's a front tooth. And he went under my nose. It felt like he went into my nose almost with the needle. And the instant he hit a nerve or something, my eyes just went, gosh.
Jesus.
And I'm like, I'm not crying from the pain. I mean, I am, but I'm not like, it hurts.
My God. You know,
it just happened. And so, but then once it was numb, he tried to hide the scalpel when he was coming at,
that's
I'm like, you don't have to do that. I could watch. I
can do
that. Doesn't bother me. But he came at my gums with a scalpel and cut a big hole in it, and then drilled a couple of times.
Damn.
And then pieces of bone on my tongue and stuff like that. And then,
Fuck.
Then he drilled in the implant.
Shit.
The sink for the implant.
Right.
I don't get the tooth for 46 months now. I have to recover.
Right.
And today it's sore as hell. It's like a burning soreness, but shit, I mean,
you know,
I get migraines. This is
right. It's similar? It hurts similarly?
No, this is a two.
Migraines are worse than what you're going
Infinitely.
Through?
Infinitely. Are you? Sucks, you've seen me with migraines?
I know, but that doesn't look comfortable either.
It's not, but this is shit.
God, what are we doing with medicine? There is not enough fucking innovation. This is bullshit. I just watched the goddamn Brave New World Star Trek and all these fucking Strange New World. They have these fucking, I don't know, these medical instruments. They're just waving it over people's faces, pressing it against the skin.
It's not from the future.
It is. You know why we aren't? We aren't in the future though, because all the medical industry cares about is pumping out different hard-on pills. That's all they give a fuck about. Hair implants. All they give a shit. All the other stuff can fuck off.
Or tooth implants.
Yeah, they don't care about that technology. If the medical industry truly cared, we would have shit like we do at Star Wars or Star Trek. Something.
So thank you for the messages that I got from listeners.
But a little mini
wishing me well.
Yeah, a little mini drone should go up there and do all that bullshit. You shouldn't even know.
Well, it's coming to that. I mean, they've got robots that do surgery now and shit like that.
Guys, let's get going. Let's do it. Haven't cured cancer yet, but we have 87,000 hard-on pills out there. Oh, boy.
In fact, this thing, they did they don't do the mold anymore. Did you ever have to, I don't know if you ever had braces or any shit like that, but you would have to bite down into this gooey shit that would harden into rubber.
Damn.
And then they would peel it off and you're making a mold of your teeth. And then they would make a reverse of that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and they would plan how they were going to do everything. But now they have a wand with a camera on the end of it.
Perfect.
And they just wave it around your teeth and your gums.
And they take pictures.
And you can watch it build your teeth exactly it looks like on the screen.
That's wild.
And then the computer for this process, they sent it off for some guy who does some computer thing that makes a guide. So all they did was this white plastic thing that was molded specifically for me. He shoved it up against the two teeth on either side of the missing tooth. And it had the perfect guide hole in it.
Yes.
For the implant. So the periodontist didn't even have to.
Right.
Try to guess which angle or anything like
that. You could have done it.
It was probably. It was perfect. It's the computer gets the perfect angle, the perfect spot in the upper jaw and everything like that to. For the drill.
It's just like we're almost there with Star Trek, but we still have scalpels and blades and
it really was like that. Slice, drill, drill.
Yes.
He spent more time being like, where's the, where's this? I was a little concerned a couple of times.
Wash that shit off first. You're looking for something like you dropped it.
Does this say 25 millimeter? I thought it was supposed to be 25.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Like, hey, damn.
But, all good.
That's good.
A little pain today, but I'm taking some, not the good stuff, but the, some Advil and stuff.
Right.
Ibuprofen.
Yes.
And we'll see. I'll be happy when I didn't want to do a bridge.
Yes.
Because there's two good teeth on either side.
And that would fuck those teeth up.
And you have to drill them down to host caps. And then you would have to, it can also weaken the teeth next to them over the years. And then the bridges fail in, 5, 10 years or whatever, maybe. And you got to go get a new one. So they'll find my tooth in my incinerated body. This new tooth. So,
you're going to be cyborg.
I want to be cyborg. So, yeah. Oh, I guess I never thought of that. I have a second piece. Well, third piece of metal.
Let's say you had somebody had a whole mouth of these mechanical bionic teeth. Would you allow them to compete in eating contests? They would have an advantage, would they not?
No.
What's the difference in
my
that guy
teeth doesn't
and those
move
fucking
up
legs?
And down or grind or spin around in circles or but speed guy, up food that, or eating or anything?
That guy
like
that has no legs, he can't run a race.
Big difference. Big difference.
Bionic teeth, bionic legs.
Yeah, because the little springy legs that they gave him make him run faster than a human athlete.
You know what's shitty? It's like the only time, I mean, there's
not that he's not human,
no.
But I mean, the equipment that a normal human has,
right,
as opposed to some poor gentleman who lost his legs and,
right,
and now has these springy things that,
yes,
that you can outrun a gazelle.
Jeez, I would love to have, if you're in Africa, shit, you don't want to be next to that guy when the lions show up. He's going to leave you in the dust, yeah, and you're fucked.
Run around laughing, circling while you're being munched on.
That's right. You know what's sad?
Speaking of Ivanka.
Oh, yes.
Oh, go ahead.
No. It's sad that, like, there's probably all these advances in like, the science of, like, you know, artificial limbs and legs and shit. But it always has to go back to that story about that one guy who, you know what I'm talking about? That guy who something killed his girlfriend.
Petraeus.
Yeah.
Petraeus? Yeah, I think he was...
David Petraeus?
A different one. I think he was... isn't it Petraeus? Pistoli? Pistolius?
Pistoli?
Pistoli?
Nah, he sound like... Is he from the South Side? That horrible fucking...
What's that guy that...
Man, what a rabbit hole we're down. It's so shitty. I'm so sorry. That guy with no legs that tried to murder his girlfriend or some shit like that. Ugh. God. But it sucks. It's like, that's the only thing anybody ever talks about. The advances in fake legs. Now we're talking about, you know, not
Pistorius.
Fake legs. Pistorius.
That was close. Petraeus was the...
David Petraeus showed his girlfriend's classified docs, right?
Oscar Pistorius shot in 2013, shot and killed his girlfriend, paralegal and model, Reva Steenkamp, in his Pretoria home, South Africa.
Right.
He claimed he had mistaken her...
Oh, God.
For what, a burglar or something like that? But she was in the bathroom. She went to the bathroom.
You know, that's a lesson for people here in the Gunshine State. Like, we have so many guns here. If you live in a house where people have lots of guns and they're paranoid like so many maggots are, you really have to consider what it means to your life if you're going to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. I mean, if it's me, I get up, I go to the bathroom and say, hey, everybody.
Well, if he's drunk and there's a gun laying in the...
I'm waking up everybody, yeah, and I'm going to make sure you know it's me. I don't give a shit. I'm going to the bathroom. Nobody fucking shoot me.
Oh, here's a section in his Wikipedia. Dispute over prosthesis.
Hello.
He was a subject of criticism because of claims that his artificial limbs gave him an advantage over runners with natural ankles and feet.
Right.
He runs with J-shaped carbon fiber prostheses called the Flexfoot Cheetah,
yeah,
developed by a biomedical engineer.
Hello.
In the Netherlands, it looks like.
Borski?
So they were worried he was going to, like, running the regular Olympics.
Dude, fuck the Olympics in sports. Don't we need like, can you get those?
And I got into an argument with our roommate.
Oh, yes, yes.
At the time, was saying that this guy should be allowed into the Olympics.
Yeah. I think that's a side. I don't care about that argument. Here's what I'm interested in. Can you use those? Do I have to lose my legs?
No.
To use that technology.
No.
How do I get it? I want that.
They have them. They have those boots, those bouncy boots like that, that you can use to
faster. That's what we should send people in India, because they are dealing with these tigers. And if they could outrun, it's not funny. If they could outrun these tigers, you know, it would save fucking lives. No one else has any good ideas, by the way, about the tiger problem in India.
A billion Indians leaping around, around like...
They would be, thank you so much. Now I can outrun these fuckers.
Kami, Pinko, Liberal, Effete, HuffPo.
Oh, wee wee.
Yeah, I saw this. This is not good news for my hometown, my beloved hometown of Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Air quality in Chicago is shit right now.
God damn it.
And Detroit, that whole part of the Midwest, the Detroit area woke up Wednesday to some of the worst air quality in the United States as smoke from Canada's wildfires settled over most of the Great Lakes region and unhealthy haze spread southward as far as Missouri and Kentucky.
You know what it's like in Chicago right now? It's like inside of Canine's Bar in Rogers Park before they banned smoking inside.
Oh, Chicago.
Chicago bars. Oh, I couldn't believe when they outlawed smoking in the bars. I was one of these people be like, there is no fucking way these Chicagoans are going to put up with that
shit. A lot of them didn't.
They got so mad.
There were some bars on the south side that were like, fuck them.
Dude, yeah, they love it. They love it.
Well, who's gonna come in and arrest us when my three of my brothers and my sister are all caps?
Yeah, and listen, the other thing is, I mean, I think it was nice when they didn't have smoking inside anymore. I mean, because you really would smell like shit when you left. But it is it's so hostile, that environment.
And that was just starting to be prevalent in Chicago when I moved to L.A., which had already been there. So when I got to L.A., I was like, this is great. All these bars. There's no fucking smoke in these bars.
Right. When I went to Canine's, I used to hang out at Canine's. It's in my neighborhood. I would literally just go in the hamper and put stuff on that was dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I will smell like burnt hot dogs in 3 seconds.
Yeah, I'm sure I knocked a few years off of my life bartending because I would go home after, especially like a Saturday night or something. This is pre the indoor smoking ban in Chicago. And I would take a shower because I was so gross. And then I would just throw my clothes right into the washer because I couldn't even, the hamper from the other room.
Too much. You
it wafted it. In. I smelled
but
like
now,
booze and cigarettes. Yeah. Yeah.
But now, I guess the joke's
like
on
mom.
All. But listen, the joke's on everybody in Chicago, though. Now everything, now you can't breathe anywhere. So fuck it, right? Smoking
right,
inside.
So, yeah, light them up, everybody.
Well,
why not?
Fuck it, right? You can't go outside and breathe anymore.
Drifting smoke from the wildfires has lowered curtains of haze on broad swaths of the United States, pushing into southern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, and moving into parts of West Virginia.
Here's what I don't understand. Why doesn't Canada put out these fucking fires? Why don't they just put them out?
Why didn't they rake their forests?
Just put the fires out. Put more water on that shit!
I think they're probably... have talked about that. I'm thinking they probably floated the idea that, wow, wouldn't it be great if we could put
more water.
These wildfires.
This is what I don't understand, dude. Water makes fire go away, correct?
Okay.
More water. Keep adding water.
From?
The place where water fucking comes from.
How?
With a hose. Oh. Or, I don't fucking know. You get to...
A 300-mile hose to the nearest lake and somebody's sucking on it to get the... The flow going?
We've had these problems for years in California, all over the country, all over the planet, these fires, and nobody has any ideas on how to deal with them. Fuck it.
Well, they're a natural occurrence, but they're exacerbated now by obvious climate change and drought and stuff, but the fire cycle is a regular part of forests like that.
I feel like...
Sometimes they just fucking burn and then they come back.
We got to get the fire under control.
With surely all that fertilizer from the previous forest.
Can't we do something about the fires?
Well, they do. As much as they can. Fire lanes and shit like that. We used to, the house I lived in Wisconsin for a minute.
Yeah.
It was a Christmas tree farm, allegedly. Wink, wink. Yes. And,
a Christmas tree farm? Oh, I see.
And
it's an indica.
They never we had to cut they had to cut fire lanes into the,
you know, it's like I had a friend of mine say to me, why, and this dude isn't that evolved like politically or scientifically, but he, you know,
comedian,
of course. Okay. And of course, dude, this is about some stupid thing someone said. It's like, why do we attribute so much to global warming? I mean, can global warming really affect as much as they say it does? It's like, dude, you're making something hotter.
Did you ask him who they was?
No, I didn't. They.
That could have been a rabbit hole you might not want to.
Yeah, they. The Nazis.
The EPA's airnow.gov site showed Detroit in the hazardous range, warning that everyone should stay indoors and reduce activity levels. Chicago, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Ohio, and Pittsburgh all have... Why did they have to tell us what state Cleveland was in?
Because, Pat, everyone...
Chicago, comma, Indianapolis, comma, Cleveland, Ohio,
as opposed...
and Pittsburgh.
Where is that? What state is that in then? Why don't you tell me
what
that's in
we knew
Pennsylvania?
Where Cleveland is.
Not a lot of people. Now, I bet there's people out here, if I ask them where's Cleveland, what state, I bet a lot of people would say...
The next sentence.
Michigan.
A wider circle of unhealthy air spread into St. Louis...
Missouri.
And Louisville, Kentucky. So, but I mean, this is a choice. Do they think that fewer people... No, so people, Indianapolis, that's, you know, kind of obvious.
Was this,
they think Cleveland, they need to explain, but Pittsburgh, they don't. They think St. Louis doesn't need to be explained, but Louisville does.
There's obviously a study this has gone off of. Do you know what I mean? There's a study here where it's like, when if you're ever going to mention Cleveland in an article, remind people it's in Ohio. Everybody knows where Louisville is. We don't need to worry about that. Is that what's going on? Like, there's an understood... Like, people have such a bad idea of geography, but we're fairly certain everybody knows where St. Louis is, so we don't need to say Missouri. But Cleveland, on the other hand, who the fuck knows what state that is? Some people might say Indiana.
Come on.
I don't know.
Cleveland, Ohio. Everybody knows Cleveland. They make people make jokes about what a shitty city Cleveland
is. No, Cleveland. Cleveland?
Right.
Okay, that's why. It's Cleveland. It could be Cleveland, Iowa. Iowa sounds like Ohio. People are easily that stupid. Easily, dude. Oh, come on. They're dumb as fuck.
One Detroit resident said, the more breaths you're taking, you're inhaling literally a fire, camp smoke,
well,
into
shit.
Your lungs.
I don't know. What do you want me to do about it? What if you live in Detroit and you can't afford air? You don't have central air. Am I supposed to sit inside and not fucking breathe? Is that what they're saying?
Oh, yeah. Go out to your summer house somewhere and...
Motherfucker! Oh, I can't drink the water either. I'm in Detroit. Great.
In Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnston urged young people, older adults, and residents with health issues to spend more time indoors.
What the fuck?
Pledged swift action to ensure vulnerable individuals have the resources they need to protect themselves and their families.
Who's in charge of the EPA right now? I don't even fucking know. Who is it?
I don't know.
Boy, if I'm Biden, I'm like, knock, knock, knock. Hey, buddy. Put on your shoes and go fix this issue.
Isn't it amazing that we don't know who the EPA person is?
Maybe we should.
When we knew who the fucking janitor was under Trump because it was a scandal for every up and down.
Is it wrong that I want to call the, if I'm Biden, I would call the EPA director and say, you need to fix this air shit, motherfucker. What are we paying you for? Get the EPA. Protect the air, man.
I shouldn't yell.
You know, oh, it hurts your mouth.
Yeah, don't yell.
Why? Okay, I have a question. I'm going to ask you something, and you can just answer with hand gestures. What? Why isn't the EPA doing something to protect us from this bullshit? This is fucking bullshit.
What? A wall? Know. I mean,
yeah. Something. There must
a big
be something.
Fan. Everybody turn it once north and go.
Oh, I don't know. We have air purifiers, don't we? Inside. I mean, seriously, there must be something that we're not thinking about.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I have an idea.
Yes. is it?
There's a superhero.
Oh,
that we could get that could climb to the top of Sears Tower, whatever the fuck it's called now.
Yes.
In Chicago.
Yeah. Oh.
Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy, we'll give you full immunity if you just blow that right. Shit back towards Canada.
You gotta be, but they are fires though, so we can't get them too close.
Hey, listen, right.
Otherwise, he might be propelled out of the atmosphere.
Canada, you better put out those fucking fires or we're gonna call Rudy Tootie.
There is a Rudy story.
Oh, good.
I had the fart video ready.
Does anybody check with Canada to see what they're doing with
Once
those
again,
fires?
3 hours of farting on YouTube, everybody. It's yeah, not, you- and it has 20. 3 million views. 23 million views.
We're like talking about the news and shit.
Three hours of farting, yeah.
This is stupid. Rudy Tooty.
Rudy, where's my Rudy story here?
I mean, I can't imagine what he could have a... See, the last time we heard from Rudy, he was being really creepy, right? Was that...
Narrow it down?
No, I mean, that went away. He met in an office. He would be like, my office is a hotel room. I need you to come in here.
Oh, he was being sued. Yeah.
I'm going to come in here in my office, and I'm going to jack off while you do work.
Rudy Giuliani, former top lawyer for Donald Trump, met in recent weeks with federal prosecutors who are investigating the ex-president for his efforts to reverse his loss in the 2020 election.
You know, the other thing you should do is you got to look at Rudy for drug shit, because, you know, if he's popping all that Viagra, he doesn't have prescription for all that. He's probably just...
Of course he does. He
for all that Viagra?
He'll call Dr. Feelgood in Texas, the congressman, Ronnie Jackson.
I call Paul Goldfarb. He's sending me Viagra.
I need another crate of Viagra scent. Giuliani led the legal fight. Okay, blah, blah, blah. The news of Giuliani's voluntary interview with special counsel Jack Smith's prosecutors came before his investigators met Wednesday in Atlanta with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger as part of that criminal probe.
Woo! Hey.
This is Jack Smith's piece.
Yes.
Not just Georgia's.
But wait. So Jack Smith is looking into the shit that happened in Georgia? How can he do that if Fannie Willis is looking into that?
The purview, because those are state charges that she'll
it's
be
different.
Able, yeah, this is going to be federal charges.
How, you know, it's like...
And people like Lindsay! They're going to be looking at. They're going to be looking at people like Rudy.
Lindsay! Never mind.
He squirted a little bit.
Oh, sorry, excuse me.
Nobody wants to sit next to this guy.
Then they talk about the story at the HuffPo. Talks about the call to Raffensperger, the perfect call. It's another perfect call where he called Raffensperger and said, I just need 11,000. I just need, no, that was Rudy, that was Trump. I just need 11,000.
Is there a difference between Trump and Rudy? I mean, they're very creepy people. They have lots of issues. Below.
Oh, yeah, both scumbags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. They're interchangeable.
I don't know if Rudy wants to fuck his daughter, though.
Well, there's still like incesty things going on with either party. Am I right, though? I mean,
which I'm not coming out of left field with that. This today's story.
Yes.
Is that former Trump official Miles Taylor has a new book coming out.
Woo! Oh, good.
Trump made sexual comments about his daughter Ivanka that were so lewd, he was rebuked by his chief of staff.
Damn!
The comments are used by Taylor in his book to highlight almost daily instances of sexism in the White House under Trump that were so bad, one senior female official told the writer, this is not a healthy workplace for women.
You don't think so? Yes, I agree.
Taylor writes in his book, quote, aides said he talked about Ivanka Trump's breasts, Jesus, her backside, and what it might be like to have sex with her. Remarks that what? Once led John Kelly, the former chief of staff, to remind the president that Ivanka was his daughter.
Oh, John, he's aware, buddy.
Afterward, John Kelly retold that story to me, says Miles. Taylor. Afterward, Kelly retold that story to me in visible disgust. Trump, he said, was a, quote, very, very evil man.
Wow. Well, yes. Yes, John. Why did you speak out? I mean, I don't know. God damn. What a creepo. It's the party.
Oh, this is the guy that wrote the anonymous op-ed in the New York Times in 2018 that said, "I'm part of the resistance inside the Trump administration." Remember?
That's right. That's right. Good job.
He remembers Kirstjen Nielsen, Trump's former Secretary of Homeland Security, being called sweetie and honey and having her makeup critiqued by Trump.
It's insane, man. It is crazy. All of this is just, why am I?
Nielsen, according to Taylor, at one point whispered to him, "Trust me, this is not a healthy workplace for women."
Yeah.
This is the former Secretary of Homeland Security. Who is Trump is saying, you know, maybe you should use a little less blush on them.
I mean, it's like a it's just a bunch of rapey creeps running around the White House popping Viagra. My God.
Even he says even Kellyanne Conway called Trump a misogynistic bully. A comment she denies making.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus. Ivanka.
Taylor said Trump is a pervert. He's difficult to deal with. This is still the same man, and incredibly, we're considering electing him to the presidency again. Well, he's setting a very vile tone within the Republican Party.
Oh, really? Oh, he's setting a vile tone. Yes.
I suggest you dial your calendar back about, I don't know, 40 years to Ronald Reagan.
Right. All you bastards are vile, you vile fucks.
To Nixon and the Southern strategy.
Yeah, but see, this guy is just like very out there with his vileness. And he's very rapey. But the thing about all that shit is you guys already knew that. This E. Jean Carroll, you already knew that. How many women came forward during the 2016 election accusing this fuck of sexual assault?
17? 3 million.
So many. So many. He's a creep to his daughter. I mean, does that not bother you fucking maggots? Gross. You fucking maggots.
Well, they just don't believe it.
I mean, let's think about him. Let's think about this. This guy has a whole life experience behind him. He was even president. And just think about that. He is this way. Now. Nothing
has always been.
But right, there's never been a moment in his life ever where he thought, I shouldn't be sexual with my daughter. The guy's nearly 80. I mean, it's like, who behaves like this? Why? Well, you maggots, if you elected him, why? Fucking why? What is wrong with you?
Pardon my French. Yeah. But you're an asshole.
Talking about his daughter's backside and her breasts.
Also, Rudy, Rudy Tootie Newsy.
Yes.
Rudy's got a spokesman. Rudy's spokesman, Ted Goodman.
Yeah, I mean, listen, those guys are doing the Lord's work. They go ahead of Rudy and say things he was going to say, but don't fart up the room. You know, it's nice.
His spokesman said the appearance with the special prosecutor was entirely voluntary and conducted in a professional manner. this is from Raw Story. They're talking about Nicole Wallace's show. And she was talking to Harry Littman, who was a federal prosecutor.
Yes.
She said, what does it mean that his folks are saying he went in entirely voluntarily?
Yes.
And Harry Littman said, I think it's dissembling at best. Giuliani is waist deep in everything after the election, but he's neck deep in the false elector scheme.
Oh, yes, that's right.
He and Trump together badgered the former Arizona House Speaker, Rusty Bowers. He goes down to Georgia and tells a whole pack of lies, and he is exactly where Smith is otherwise in the investigation, talking to Brad Raffensperger and the light.
Yeah.
Littman said, here's what it means. He thinks Giuliani...
Yes?
...is making a deal.
Oh, God. He's cutting a deal. He's cutting a cheese. He needs to.
He said, I think Giuliani's gone in with a proffer. That means he's given information, but under circumstances where they won't hold it against him. They'll just evaluate whether they want him, want him for what, and give him immunity or an easy deal. And then what he is giving in exchange has to be information about Trump, because who's higher up on the food chain?
I hate this. Can't you get them both? Why in the fuck? I mean, there's so much evidence. Why make a deal with any of these fucks?
Rudy will still pay a price. They're not gonna give him full immunity. They don't.
No one needs anything. There's all this information is out there. They have Trump dead to rights on that document shit. I mean, come on. And this fake electors, they have the forms even. Don't they even have the forms they made that all look the same? I mean, come on. You need a deal.
It says, Harry Littman said, you can call the visit voluntary in that way, but I don't think he's like a good citizen just finally getting this off his chest. He's trying to cut a deal because he knows his time is very short.
Oh, shit, Rudy. What happened to you? You were America's mayor. You were all this shit. And now you're a dude that runs around with his pants around his ankles, popping Viagra, chasing people around the office or hotel room or whatever.
Oh my shit. God, that was a
what happened to you?
Particularly
I want
check your shorts after that one.
I wonder if he made a stop at the sex toy shop with his assistant after that Four Seasons shit. Oh. It's like, come here, let me look for some shit. I want to get this fake torso that I can fuck.
I want a bigger dildo for you to peg me with.
I don't think that would be safe. I don't think anybody should go near that.
The black one.
No. Don't put anything in that. Are you kidding?
The shot shit. Across the room.
The shit's going to blow. Get out! Clear!
You fuck him and get a blowjob at the same time.
Evacuate!
So those are, there you go. That's the headline there. Let's see.
That's right.
And we went on a little Rudy side trip.
Rudy Tootie's getting a deal.
Drudge reports worried about Biden.
About what?
Face indents trigger health disclosure.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Take this dumb fucking headline and shove it up your Republican butthole, you fucks. This is the dent. There's dents in his face. Let me see.
There are. Sleep apnea. He wears a CPAP, and he was diagnosed many years ago. Sometimes it comes back and he wears a CPAP,
but that's good. He knows he has sleep apnea and he's treating it. That's actually good. You stupid fuck.
Since 2008, he disclosed his history with sleep apnea in thorough medical reports. He used a CPAP machine last night, which is common for people with that history. Says
yes.
The White House spokesperson.
Yes, maggots. Yes, maggots. That's what's going on. He has a sleep apnea machine. Trump, on the other hand, wants to fuck his daughter. Okay?
Sleep apnea is a sleep disorder in which breathing repeatedly stops and starts. About 30 million people in the U.S. have sleep apnea, according to the AMA.
Yes.
A CPAP, continuous positive airway pressure machine, uses mild air pressure to keep the breathing airways open while you sleep.
But this is the headline on Drudge?
Oh, yeah.
What is wrong with you fucks? Biden has a sleep apnea machine. So fucking what, man? Is that news? What publication was that? Is that just straight up Drudge? Is that Drudge's article? Or is that some dumb article?
CNN.
CNN, you fucks. Holy shit. That is not newsworthy. They're indigents from a guy's face from his sleep apnea machine. God. That is the stupidest story I've ever fucking heard, and we already know he has sleep apnea and uses that machine. What the fuck?
Thoughts and prayers, everyone, for Madonna.
Oh, no.
Who was rushed to ICU after being found unresponsive.
Right.
She is out of ICU now, but she was in there for several days. After a severe bacterial infection.
Jeez.
On Saturday the 24th, she developed a serious bacterial infection, which led to a several-day stay in the ICU. Her health is improving. She's still under medical care.
Yes.
They expect a full recovery, but she's pausing her anticipated tour.
She's going on tour?
Yeah, they're rescheduling tour dates.
Listen, you're getting over a... how do you get a bacterial infection? Like, what happened?
It depends on... Well, I don't know.
Maybe
She was found unresponsive, quickly rushed to a New York City hospital. She was intubated for an evening. Ooh, that's dangerous. Jeez. With God. For a singer. Julie Andrews. So right. Fucked her up. And is now conscious, according to what a source told the Sun, the bastion of journalistic standards that I'm reading from.
I mean, geez, Madonna. I mean, here's what I would say to that. Get over this shit, but do you need to go back on tour or something?
Yeah, damn.
I mean, how long are you going to tour? Is your body telling you you should take it easy? You know? Send a fucking double out there. That's what you do. That is the move.
Questions surrounding her condition remain as she made an ominous post to Instagram just days before she was hospitalized. She included several photos of herself backstage at concerts with somber expressions, captioning the images, "The Calm Before the Storm."
Yes.
I think that means before I go on stage, right?
Before the infection, I thought that maybe.
She also took to her Instagram story to celebrate the elementary school graduations of her 10-year-old twins, Stella and Estere.
Yay.
Happy graduation, she exclaimed. Pictures included in the story saw the twins holding flowers in blue caps and gowns. Madonna had only announced the celebration tour earlier this year, which honored 40 years since she started her music career.
Damn!
40 stops in 43 cities around the globe.
Madonna's awesome. I love Madonna. She's cool.
Live Nation produced a tour, had dates spanning other cities, New York, Detroit, Chicago, Miami, L.A., before heading to Europe, London, Stockholm, Barcelona, Paris, Canada, Vancouver.
You know, if I'm Madonna, this is what I do. This is the deal I want. I would tell my agent, I want a Vegas deal, and I want my room right off the entrance for the stage so I can get my costume on in my room and just step out the door. I'm on stage, and at the end of the show, I take a bow, and I go right in my hotel room, and I don't have to travel anywhere or do any. It's so easy. That's what I would want. Why are you on tour? God.
She's a musician.
I know, but
she does.
Take it easy. Get a Vegas gig. Get an easy gig where you just sit there and you get up and you do your show. You go to the buffet. You know what I mean?
People in the comments are not being pleasant.
To Madonna? Well, be nice to her.
I know, it's hard to believe.
She wants a tour. She's got a bacterial infection. I think this is her body saying, hey.
Some people seem to are disputing the bacterial infection aspect of it.
Well, who gives a fuck if she's fucking lying? She's canceling her tour. She doesn't have to tell you what exactly is wrong with her, right? She doesn't have to say.
They're saying she OD'd. I mean, it's what they're saying.
Oh, come on. You think Madonna OD'd?
I don't know. I don't think so. No. She's, you know, and she's had a history of like shitty health at times too.
Or
multiple ODs that her PR people managed to somehow keep secret from the world, which is impossible in the current state of what's going on.
Right.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back tomorrow.
That's right.
We usually are off on Thursdays, but now we're going to do Thursday and not Friday because Ryan has a gig in a different world.
Yes, in a different world, in Alabama.
Is it a different world? Yeah.
It's on the river.
Not much different.
No.
Granted, Matt Gaetz is our representative here.
Yeah, I don't know who the representative of that area in Mobile I'm at, but I'm sure.
Well, they have Tommy Tuberville as one of their... senators.
God, that guy is dumb as shit, man. Jeez.
Also in the news today.
Tuberville's the dumbest, right? Is the dumbest.
Yeah, Marsha Blackburn is trying real hard, but I would have to give it to Tuberville for Senate.
What's that guy up in Wisconsin? We forgot about him.
Ron Johnson?
He's dumb as shit.
Dumb, yeah.
He's dumb too.
Smarter than Tuberville, though.
Oh my God, Tommy. God damn. Yeah, I mean,
have you heard him speak?
Tuberville. Tuberville, so
he's a fucking moron.
Stupid. But think about it like that, though. That's got to sting. Ron Johnson is smarter than you. Ho, 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 ho. Ouch. Shit, man. It's like,
Speaking of Florida, the state becomes even more attractive.
Yes.
As there is now a malaria alert issued here.
God damn. Fuck that. That's bullshit. Fuck that. Malaria?
The first instances of locally transmitted malaria since 2003.
Get the fuck off me. I want my bug spray. Fuck this.
Four people in Sarasota became ill after being bitten by infectious mosquitoes.
Oh,
they've all recovered.
We can't figure these mosquitoes out. They're outsmarting us. What
all
the fuck?
All four patients were infected with P. vivax malaria.
Ew.
One of the less fatal versions, but nonetheless.
Can we not get a vaccine for malaria or malaria, treatment?
Yeah. Malaria symptoms. Hydroxychloroquine.
Really?
Ironically.
Oh.
The four people in Sarasota who were ill after being... I read that part. Malaria symptoms include headaches, nausea, vomiting, sweating, fever, and chills.
Yay! That's just like Florida, though, isn't it?
Or migraine.
That's great. Can't figure it out.
Anyone experiencing these symptoms should seek medical help within 24 hours of symptoms.
Yes.
Health department is urging all residents across state to take precautions while outdoors. Use bug spray. Avoid mosquito-infested areas.
You're not supposed to be outdoors.
Avoid mosquito-infested areas. Have you been to Florida?
Yeah, I mean, we are, though.
How do you avoid mosquitoes?
I don't understand this anyway.
Stand in a ring of fire?
Yeah. Yeah,
do
you do.
Try
absolutely.
To avoid.
You know how you avoid mosquitoes? You have to be, if you are surrounded by a wall that is 6 feet high.
Right. They don't
that's
fly
solid.
Very high. Yeah.
They cannot get over it.
Yeah.
That's the key. That's the key. And then you got to kill these fuckers.
Malaria can only be spread by mosquitoes, not other people.
Oh, yes. I don't know why that's funny to me.
There's one case in Texas also.
Fuck you.
You should malaria. Drain all standing water, garbage cans, gutters, buckets, pool covers, blah, blah, blah.
Fuck malaria.
Old tires, broken appliances, clean out bird baths.
Okay.
Oh, I better clean the bird bath out. And pet water bowls at least once or twice a week.
Shelby, clean that bowl out.
What do you mean once or twice a week?
I want a malaria.
Pet water bowls. I wash her
every day.
Bowl every day.
The fuck? You got malaria if you're not doing any of that shit.
Cover your skin, clothing, blah,
great.
Blah, repellent.
Cool. But we're not supposed to be outside anyway because of these fires. This is the whole nature. The whole world is telling us to fuck off right now. This is an outbreak of malaria.
So, congratulations, Florida, on becoming an even more attractive destination.
Welcome to Disneyland, everybody. Disney World. Woo. Ron, what are you doing about these fucking mosquitoes? Yo, you're doing the war on woke. That's good. Thank you. You're not doing shit about this malaria, though. Go fuck yourself.
Meanwhile, Texas is getting just teabagged by Satan.
Hot.
110 in several cities of Texas today.
We are going to fucking melt. You know what I mean?
And we have heat index warnings here today. It was 106, it felt like.
Yay! I love it. 106.
A couple hours ago when it was 96. Now I think we're down to 94.
Oh, 94 is perfect. That is perfect. 94.
Yeah, 94.
I hope those... Hey, listen.
Excessive heat warning until tomorrow night.
Okay. Listen, if there's anybody out there... I used to be in the costume character business in Six Flags. I was Daffy Bugs and or Sylvester. And...
Oh, you weren't like a furry.
No.
I mean, you were.
No, this is a professional
acting
gig.
You're paid to
be
a furry.
Excuse me. This is a professional gig. And I loved it when it got hot, because when it got above 90 degrees, then we weren't allowed to go out or put on those costumes. Because
oh, really?
Because inside the you add 10 for the park and 10 for the costume.
I thought there were like a minute, like a time allotment.
Not yes, there is, but not when it's that hot.
When it gets that hot, you just can't.
Yeah, you have a security person that they tell you when to go back inside. But my security person, when I was Daffy, never did shit for me.
People dragging Bugs Bunny back into
people
passed out Bugs Bunny from heat exhaustion and hangovers. More like these are actors. Don't forget.
Oh my God! Listen, man. One guy was Bugs Bunny, and he got thrown into the ball pit by some fucking redneck. People look at these costume characters in these parks, and they think they're cartoons, and so they fuck with them accordingly. People were always
assholes, yeah.
Kids. I had to wear these orange tights as Daffy Duck. It was a real mess. And then I'd have the body pot around me, and then the bill. And the bill was the best thing because people would hit your face all the time. But I had a hard fiberglass bill, and it would hurt these kids. Or if one kid was, listen, man, if you were getting too close to me, I'd bill you. Get the fuck out of my way, man. Like, hit you with my fiberglass bill. You'd be like, Daffy, hit me. Get your hands off my tights.
Put your head down like that duck that chased Shelby.
Yeah, but these kids, these little nasty kids, they start and they try to put their hands up the pod of your costume. It's just quit touching people.
What, like a
yes!
Up your ass? Up
yes!
Up
and I would say
Daffy's
like,
ass?
I would be like...
budding young proctologists or something? What's going on?
And the biggest rule was you can't talk. You cannot talk. So if you're having an issue, you have to communicate that somehow with
your
handler.
Some kid sticks his finger in your anus and you can't say knock it the fuck off?
Oh, no, I said shit. I talked to people like, hey, don't touch me. I would say that. I'm like, I am not asking permission to have someone not... ask this person to stop touching me. I'm like, I think I can do that one on my own. You're hot as shit. It's like you have very your patience.
Is that union?
Fuck no.
No.
I wish. No, you have very little patience. Probably in like Disney World or something. We're talking about Six Flags Over Georgia. I mean,
Disney might be
Jerry Springerland is where I'm at, and these you know, you just have to. People just don't know how to not fuck with people in character costumes. Yeah, it's like. I don't know why.
Well, assholes.
I don't know why people behave like that. It's like, it's clearly a real person in there. He hits you. I just smacked your kid with my fiberglass beak, and now he's crying because he's being a tremendous asshole.
He's a shithead.
Get off me! I've said that. I was like, get your hands off me! But it sounds like this. He's like, Daffy talked.
Daffy called me a cunt.
Well, that would always be the thing they would say. They would say, like, if you hear a character costume person talking to anyone, please tell someone.
Oh, my God. It's North Korea.
They'd want the snitch on me. I'm like, who's on my team? Who's on my team right now? Because it was battle. It was going out in battle. The best costume was Sylvester because you're covered. You're totally protected. That body pod goes all the way down to your ankles, and so no one can get to you. You can just kind of fetal up if someone starts beating you, and you're okay. But Bugs is tough. But then you have a good range of movement, so you can push people off you if they fuck with you.
Do you have like a carrot you can beat people with? Or pull the end off the carrot. It's like a dagger.
Well, no, we would have – it was a magic show, so I had a little magic stick. Yeah, pop people. Get the fuck off me. Like a wand.
Also in L News.
Yes.
Did you see? I mean, Trump be truthin', and it's great. He's losing his fucking mind.
Man, I...
really, really unhappy. Where's the one? He's mad at Fox.
Yeah.
For using bad pictures of him.
Oh, God.
Wait, where is
that? That's funny. I'm sorry, Trump. That's got to hurt your feelings. There's so many great pictures of you, you fucking Nazi.
Oh, here we go. 6:17 a.m. today.
This fuck gets
so
up.
He's miserable at 6:15 in the fucking morning. That makes me so happy.
Yes, I mean, he's mad.
Three people in New Hampshire asked me why Fox News uses such, quote, horrible pictures of me when doing or promoting a story. The coloring, distortions, everything are just so bad. They must sit and look at 100 different shots, then take the 10 absolute worst. My staff has even complained about it for months, but to no avail. Fox is just bad news, but I'm leading in the polls by record numbers. So perhaps their bull ... is just not working. They are down 37% for a reason.
Shit, is that true?
Exclamation point. I don't
They're
know
down in the ratings?
I don't know if it's 30-something.
Has Jesse Waters premiered yet as on, in Tucker's spot?
So. I don't think so.
Maybe that'll give him a bump. God, he's so angry. He's upset.
That's his morning at 6:15 in the morning.
That is true. Like, sometimes, I bet Fox News purposely picked ugly pictures of him just to piss him off. I mean, I would.
He's happy about a new poll.
Ooh.
Where he's beating DeSantis in New Hampshire. But there was an article yesterday I saw about New Hampshire that said the more, DeSantis was like running around New Hampshire trying to woo people and donors and giving speeches and shit. And it said that his rating went down after he left.
So the more they met him,
the more they knew, the more they got to know him, the less they liked him.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I mean, with this guy, there's a great lesson there. See, all Trump needs to do is sit at Mar-a-Lago in truth. He didn't need to go anywhere.
Right, right.
I mean, his presence. Let's think, when he goes places, he fucks up. Like, he went to his court date in Miami, and then went and had lunch, said he was buying lunch, and then didn't buy anybody lunch, and left.
Uh, 2024 new national poll. Now, this is from Interactive Polls. These are online polls, so, okay. Take these.
Right.
Trump 42, Biden 40.
Jeez, I hate that. God.
The other one, Biden 37, DeSantis 35.
Oh, God.
Trump is crowing. GOP, the same poll, the GOP primary, Trump 59, up 5 from 2 weeks ago. DeSantis 21, down 3.
Oh, shit,
from
Ron.
2 weeks ago.
Hey, you know, Ron, you said a while back, and I don't know if you remember this Advil experience, he said that he was going to work on his personality.
They said he was trying to work out. He never
should I try to be more human.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good luck.
Well, I mean, I don't think we're seeing the fruits of those labors exactly. Is he failing at being
good
human?
Luck. Try to milk a stone.
You have to seem normal. Do normal things.
Third place, rocking solidly in third place.
Pence?
Mike Pence is 6%.
Oh, God damn, Mike. Will you ever crack 10? You were the vice fucking president.
Then tied. They only have the top five here. Then tied for 1, 2, 3, fourth place.
Yes.
At 3% each are Nikki Haley and Tim Scott.
Who are they? Are they running? Okay.
Then Trump 3%? Retruthed another... some by the state.
Shelby. Hey, buddy.
Iowa, Trump is up 22 points over DeSantis.
Oh.
New Hampshire, Trump is up 30 points over DeSantis.
Damn.
South Carolina, Trump up 22 points
but
over
wait,
DeSantis.
This
Nevada.
Excuse me. This poll must have been, it must have came out before that tape of him was
today.
Released.
Yesterday.
No. The people should not have heard that tape and had these. That should have. I mean, that's disturbing with the secret documents.
Who are we talking about here? Did you hear today? Trump is saying, I got to pull that story. Trump said he was just waving around just random papers. He was boasting. So he's trying to say, I was just lying. I was making stuff up. I was boasting, but I didn't. I was just waving random papers.
You know, the most disturbing thing about all that is like they're laughing through the whole thing. Everybody's chuckling. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, those toadies that are like, oh,
what? I mean,
Mr. President.
I get it that, I don't get it. Isn't that like, isn't handling secret documents a serious matter or is it a funny matter? Which is it?
Serious.
Okay. They don't sound serious. No one does.
3 hours ago, he retruthed another poll, Civics poll. Ron DeSantis' net approval has reached an all-time low.
Hey, Ron, that's not what you want. You don't want your approval to reach an all-time low when you're running for president.
Oh, man, 22 in the hole. 34% approval, 56
damn,
disapproval.
You are fucked. No, you will not be president, correct? He will not be president.
Uh-oh, Trump retruthed some, I don't know what this, RSB network, so you know it's some right-wing rag. Op-ed, Donald Trump need not attend the debate. Trump retruthed that. So that means he ain't going to no debates.
I think that's smart. Why would he?
Yeah, I don't think he's got anything to win.
No, and it's not worth it. It's because the people at that debate, no offense, Tim Scott, no offense, Nikki Haley, no offense, Mike Pence. Who is the guy from North Dakota or South Dakota running? What's his name? Jim something or other?
Oh, fuck. I don't remember.
No, yeah, you do. The guy from...
But yeah, he's new. I don't
remember. Okay, whatever that guy. You guys don't...
Asa Hutchinson, don't
Asa
forget.
Hutchinson, you don't matter. None of you guys fucking matter. Not one motherfucking
Here's another
bit.
One. Pennsylvania. Trump says, things looking great in Pennsylvania. Trump 49%, DeSantis 25%.
Right.
Tied for third, Pence and Christie.
Oh, bullshit.
Look at Christie waddling into the top tier there.
What do they have?
Five. Nikki Haley and Tim Scott tied at four.
Having a debate.
And then Ramaswamy with one.
Oh, yeah. Having a debate with these losers, if you're Trump, doesn't matter because mathematically, they almost don't exist, except Ron DeSantis. Maybe debate him, I guess. But why would you debate any of these people? They don't even have 3%? Who fucking cares?
He retruthed the story that said Trump predicted Hunter would be charged with something small. Of course, because he knew and his contacts all knew that they had nothing.
Right.
That they had nothing. And that if they were going to charge him with something, it would be for something minor. And that, we found out, is even trumped up. Pun intended.
Yeah, I mean.
Because most prosecutors would not have charged anyone for some social media pictures or for some pictures on his stolen laptop that show him with a gun.
Right. Right. I mean, if anything, he got preferential treatment in a bad way.
10 hours ago, all caps. 10 hours ago.
So that would be...
It's 5:02 p.m. live central time here. So that would have been...
12 hours would have been 5 a.m., so 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
No, wait.
Yeah, 10 hours.
Yeah.
7 a.m. AMR time.
Yes.
8 a.m. Trump time, if he was in Eastern. If I wasn't running for president, this is all caps, the whole thing. If I wasn't running for president, or if I was losing badly in the polls, parentheses, I'm winning by record numbers and against Biden also, exclamation point, close parentheses, I would never have been fake indicted.
He's fake indicted?
No, you're very real indicted.
I think that's real indicted.
Likewise, if the very corrupt Democrats truly wanted to run against me, I wouldn't have been indicted. It is a badge of honor and courage. I'm being indicted for you. 3 exclamation
Man,
points.
Man, that is, wow. That's
I'm
such
being
fascism.
Indicted for you.
I'm doing this for you. I'm the only one that can save you. I'm getting fake indicted to save you. That's
not this
up.
One, not all. Back to regular, just sentence case.
Yes.
Three people in New Hampshire asked me why Fox News uses such horrible pictures. Oh, so that's that one.
Yes.
Then the next one. Great poll numbers this morning. Ron DeSanctimonious might as well turn around and head back to Florida, where they don't see him at all lately. He's wasting his time. Ron was elected governor not to spend all of his time campaigning for another position. It reminds me of Got sloppy it. Chris Christie. Slipping into Trump's mentions is Chris
Shit,
Christie,
man,
everybody.
That is so funny. Oh. My God.
Governor of New Jersey, and then reminds me of sloppy Chris Christie. He was governor of New Jersey and then virtually moved to New Hampshire to campaign for president. He drew flies,
yes.
Quit the race,
enthusiastically endorsed me, but became very unpopular in New Jersey. 9% approval.
See, I mean, this guy, 8 a.m. in the morning, he's truthing and he's taking out these opponents.
Oh, he's sitting on the pot at Mar-a-Lago, yeah.
I mean, and meanwhile...
He's got one hand on his phone. The other hand is petting Carrie Lake's head while she's sitting next to him.
Oh boy,
he shits.
That's fun. You know, when
Princess Leia next to Jabba.
Oh, that's right. Oh, and is he in the outfit? She's in the outfit,
or he?
It doesn't matter. I'm just confused because Chris Christie is riding in on a white horse, right? He's the hero. He's saving the Republicans.
Clydesdale.
Yeah, he's big, sturdy horse. He's saving the Republicans from this monster Donald Trump. And what is he polling at? He's not even...
5?
But he's not even a blimp on all of them.
Well, 5 is more, you know, Ramaswamy's not even a blip. Or Asa Hutchinson.
Explain to me, Chris Christie, you fuck, how you make a difference. You don't matter. None of these people matter. You got the orange Nazi up here.
I'm sure there's some normal Republicans that are funding him that know that Trump won't win.
I don't know.
And
they think and they think he'll slide in there.
No, they think Christie will just help push the narrative because Christie is somebody who might get a couple of points. Asa Hutchinson going out and insulting Trump isn't nobody gives a flying fuck.
Nobody cares.
Ramaswamy, Sununu, nobody cares about any of those people.
Sununu dropped out, didn't
saying,
he?
Yeah, saying okay. Anything about Trump.
That guy from, what about that guy from North or South Dakota that is a mayor or a representative or something sure. like that? They don't care about him either.
Or the mayor of Miami who entered.
For the Republicans?
Yeah, we did that story the other day.
Who the fuck is that?
Right, exactly.
Hey, guys, this is like, I'm trying to describe how these maggots see Donald Trump. Like so, you know how some people, like to some people, Cher is a god? Like, they love Cher more than anything. There are people out there.
Cher?
They love Cher. There are people out there that fucking love Donald Trump in that way. And there's nobody on that Republican ticket that Cher is close to Cher. There's nobody.
People are tweeting that the reason Trump starts mentioning Chris Christie is that he's now being mentioned in the polls.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
Christie's
showing
now
up.
Ahead of Nikki Haley in most polls.
I,
and there's a very real possibility he will soon be ahead of DeSantis.
Oh, evidence. Why do they think that? I don't see it. Oh, fuck off. What? I just think people hate the shit out of this guy.
Christie?
No one likes him. He shut a beach down.
But I think Republicans that love a good fight
are
going to like seeing him going. He's already out. I saw a clip I think it was this morning or last night of Christie, who's out there swinging. He's like, he goes, let's go through. We were supposed to have a wall.
Right.
And Mexico was going to pay for it. We've got no wall and we didn't get a peso.
Yeah, but you know what? Sloppy Chris Christie.
And frankly, when I listened to Donald Trump's speech last night, and he had the audacity to say that he got indicted for us. Now, I don't know how it benefited the American people for him to take highly sensitive intelligence and secret documents out of the White House to stonewall the government on returning them for over a year and a half, to subject himself to a raid by the FBI, even though they had asked him voluntarily to return this stuff, and to then be subject to an indictment, which is obviously going to be one of great trouble for the country, because no one wants to see this happen. Donald Trump says that's for us. I mean, it's absurd.
It is, dude. It is absurd. But you know what? Those people that love him and you guys and the Republicans, they are all absurd. And you, I don't understand why you don't understand this
However, yes. Remember last week, was it, or 2 weeks ago at the Faith and Freedom Coalition.
In debate prep in 2020, why am I running for president of the United States? I'm running because he's let us down. He has let us down because he's unwilling. He's unwilling to take responsibility for any of the mistakes that were made, any of the faults that he has, and any of the things that he's done. And that is not leadership, everybody. That is a failure of leadership.
Listen to the audience.
Fuck you!
This is the Faith and Freedom Coalition.
Hey!
Christie getting his ass booed.
Has he not been paying attention?
He doesn't care.
A fuck about what you are saying. They don't fucking give a shit.
And you can boo all you want.
Yes, they will.
But here's the thing. Our faith teaches us that people have to take responsibility for what they do. People have to stand up and take accountability for what they do. And I don't see it. Not stand by. And as soon as I've started to be critical, after all of that, and after you offered me White House Chief of Staff, now what he does is call me.
He offered him White House Chief of Staff? Did we learn that?
No, I didn't know that.
Me names and belittle me. And I will tell you.
Well, you can't be physically belittled.
Yeah, who cares? Fuck you, man. Who gives a shit if somebody does something bad to you? You got belittled? Fuck off.
He started hitting back at you on a number of fronts. He took aim at your weight. What was your reaction to that?
Oh, well, like he's some Adonis? I mean, please. Look, Howie, there are tens of millions of Americans out in your audience watching right now who, like me, have struggled with their weight. I continue to struggle. I continue to try to do better. And so do they. And what's that got to do with my competence for office? I ran the governorship of New Jersey for 8 years. I think in a very energetic, successful way.
Look how well he shut down that bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Responded to Hurricane Sandy, working 20 hours a day for weeks. I don't know what his point is. You know what it is? It's like a child. It's a bully on the schoolyard who teases you and makes fun of you. But here's my message to him. I don't care what he says about me, and I don't care what he thinks about me. And he should take a look in the mirror every once in a while. Maybe he dropped the weight thing off of his list of criticisms. Right.
Wow. Wow. Jesus. This guy, I don't know. He said,
we can't pretend Donald Trump is a man of character.
They aren't. No one is.
That's true.
They don't care, you idiot.
Right. It's a plus.
It's like these Republicans are ignorant. It's like you're deaf. It's like Chris Christie is deaf. He doesn't understand. They don't give a fuck about anything you've said. They're Republicans. They're vile. Just like you. They love this guy.
Let's see. Also in the news.
This Donald Trump is giving these maggots exactly what they want. And now these Republicans, they have to campaign against that, I guess. That is insane.
Join us tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Yes. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit. We get a little commission.
That's right.
10 hours ago, please remember the only reason I was indicted, parentheses, all caps, election interference, is because the Democrats don't want to run against me. They weaponized the DOJ and FBI. I am beating crooked Joe Biden in virtually every poll and easily beat him in the last election, but the election was rigged. 2016, it was the same thing, spewed from the mouths of the same failed pundits and losers. They said I couldn't beat Hillary. How did that work out? Doug Schoen of Fox News should get a new playbook. He's upset about somebody said something.
Yeah, this is a person that none of the candidates on the GOP can handle in the least. This is, you know what I mean?
Here's proof.
Yeah.
Well, we now all need to apologize to Trump.
Okay.
Because we found out, and he is quoting Reuters here in this yes. story, in his retruth. Quote, President Joe Biden and every living president except Donald Trump are direct descendants of slaveholders. Jimmy Carter, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and through his white mother's side, Barack Obama, according to Reuters. Trump says, I hope every African American in our country is reading this right now. Remember, ancestors owned slaves. And Trump is like, why would black people vote for somebody?
Listen, there is a listen, man.
Oh, my God.
Didn't the government have to make him rent to black people?
Yes. His dad.
Yes.
And him.
What a thing to say. I hope every African-American person is reading this.
22 hours ago, why did deranged Jack Smith and the DOJ FBI leak a tape to fake news CNN, phony spin and all? Will they be prosecuted for this illegal act? Pure scum. You're the one who did it.
Yeah.
We know your people did it.
Yes.
For just the reason that they could get it out there and obfuscate.
Right.
And let Trump spin and say, look, there's nothing wrong with this tape.
Right.
Look, I was waving around other pictures.
I mean, it's that tape is hard to dispute, though, Donald. I mean, it seems very damning, don't you think?
This case is about the Presidential Records Act, affirmed by the Clinton Sox case. Not true. It has nothing to do with the made-up tale of the Espionage Act of 1917, which has never even been used. Not true. Never been used against a sitting or a former president. Yes.
Yeah, it has been used, you dumb shit.
Then polls. Great day in New Hampshire. Big crowds in love. MAGA.
I mean...
Love.
If we cannot protect ourselves from this guy getting a second term, can we really do anything? I mean, there's all this evidence that he's a criminal, like he did bad shit. How many counts does Jack Smith have against this guy in this indictment?
37 so far.
37! Can we not go get this guy?
Did you see he spelled Joe Biden wrong the other day? Bidden. Two T's or two D's. It was trending.
Come on, Donald. Come on, man. Are you illiterate? You don't even know how to spell. You ran against him. I mean, shit, man. At least you would. I mean, you very well. You could see his name a lot in the news. Even he watches.
Oh, here it is. Yesterday, news. All caps. The whole thing. Could somebody please explain to the deranged, Trump-hating Jack Smith? Oh, this is, people are like, this is mob boss talk.
Okay.
Could somebody please explain to the deranged, Trump-hating Jack Smith, his family and his friends, that as President of the United States, I come under the Presidential Records Act, as affirmed by the Clinton Sox case, not by this psycho's fantasy of the, this Jack Smith he's talking about, of the never used before Espionage Act 1973. Smith, in quotes.
Why is it Smith in quotes?
I don't know.
His fucking name.
Smith should be looking at crooked Joe Biden. Two D's, and all of the crimes that he has perpetrated on the American public, including the millions and millions of dollars he extorted from foreign countries.
Did he? I didn't know that. Did Biden do that? Biden? How do you not know that? You must have been a typo or something. It's Biden. What a pitiful fuck. Can't even spell Joe Biden's name right. He's so ignorant.
Another poll, Morning Consult, he tweeted.
Yes.
Trump 57, DeSantis 19, Pence 7.
Oh, Mike, congratulations.
Ramaswamy 6.
Break out the mimosas. You're approaching 10.
Haley and Scott at 3, Chris Christie at 2.
Oh, damn.
Asa Hutchinson at 1.
Who? Good job, Asa. Nice.
I call him Ada.
Just call him whatever. Asa.
The deranged special prosecutor, Jack Smith, working in conjunction with the DOJ and FBI, illegally leaked and spun a tape and transcript of me, which is actually an exoneration.
So that's why they leaked it. So that Trump could say, look, this tape exonerates me.
How do you, I heard that. How does he figure that, though?
That's all he's got. Remember, he needs his base. That's all he cares about
right
now.
It's the only thing left.
Is he has to keep that base happy enough that he can... His Hail Mary is that he wins the presidency. That's all he's got. It's all he's got.
But why didn't you... Why did you have to show these documents to someone when they had a tape recorder going? You stupid shit.
The continuing witch hunt is another election interference scam. They are cheaters and thugs.
What witch hunt, though? What hunt? There's readily available recordings of you saying incriminating shit. Yeah. Nobody's hunting anything, really. They're just organizing all the evidence you've laid out for the planet for your wrongdoings, right? It's just organizing the shit he said. That's it.
Join us tomorrow. We'll do Faithless Friday on Thursday.
Jesus.
We're off on Friday. The also in the news.
Yes.
This is, here we go.
We had to go to Rush Mountmore, and they'll show a picture.
Rush Mountmore.
Rush Mountmore? Who is this?
Not Mount Rushmore.
Rush Mountmore.
This is a prophet, Ryan. This
I'm sorry.
This is Dr. Manuel Johnson.
Doctor.
And this is a man. We did the story the other day. This is a guy who's corroborating.
Yes. Rush Mountmore.
The face of Trump appearing in the clouds above Mount Rushmore.
I love that. That's perfect. That's a great idea.
But didn't we... The other day, do a story about this other guy, the North Dakota or South Dakota state representative, who says, Mount Rushmore is a focal point for demonic ley lines that are aiming at Washington D.C. Somehow it's sending devil juice,
absolutely,
aimed at D.C. for the Democrats.
It's a devil juice pipeline
to use to mix with adrenochrome.
What if we have an adrenochromium spill? How do we handle that with this poor...
We had to go to Rush Mountain. And they'll show a picture there because it has something to do with our President Donald Trump. Saints, I'm telling you, his face may not be carved there in stone, but it is carved there in the spirit.
Jeez, yes, that's easier.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It is carved there in the spirit.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sliding off my chair.
Who's this guy, Manuel? That's kind of it's a cop-out, though, doctor. I mean, I just carved a beautiful statue only in spirit. Do you see it?
A couple of weeks ago, apparently a bunch of these lunatics, these QAnon people and prophets had an event
at
Mount Rushmore. And they were convinced that the image of Trump appeared in the clouds.
Wow, that's cool. What about your toast to your latte? Just the mountain? Mount Mushmore? Look, there's Trump in Mount Mushmore. I'm on Lore Tabs. Mount Mushmore, everybody.
So there you go, Trump.
Trump's face?
Trump's face is now appearing in the clouds.
Listen.
Mount Rushmore.
I hope the sculptor... is good because
Rush Mountmore.
Rush Mountmore. If Trump's likeness on Mush Mountmore looks like shit,
it's a good actor name.
Oh, it is
starring Rush Mountmore, porn star.
Totally. I'm a spiritual sculptor.
Yeah, I got a lot of Jesus-y stories, man. These assholes. This one I have to play. This. Is more of a visual. I'm going to retweet it right now.
Okay. Crab diving retweet.
With some laughing emojis.
Mount Mushmore.
For you, if you're listening live, follow along on our Twitter or check out
listening.
Our Twitter feed for this tweet.
Yay.
Lauren Witzke.
Witzke!
Edward Zoll.
Yeah, yeah. These are
former third banana over at Rick Wiles'
True News. True News, nice. Got some VIPs in the house.
You know, they're doing their own thing now.
Oh, they went off solo?
This is... They put together a skit.
Okay.
That they have filmed.
Right.
Here you go.
I love it.
Welcome back.
It says Based Academy.
What?
Based Academy.
Okay.
Is the name of this sitcom.
Based Academy.
That is being produced by Lauren Witzke and friends.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Featuring Patrick Howley and Lauren Witzke.
Yes.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Produced by Aaron Rosenthal and some really based guy.
What does that mean? Based guy?
All right, guys. So I'm your substitute teacher today. Let's pick up your normal lesson plan. Go ahead and open your coloring books to the page where Martin Luther...
Meanwhile, she's obviously reading from like a cue card or something that is several feet below the camera. So she's looking at... She's reading downward.
Why?
They're using a ring light, and she's wearing glasses, which is a mortal sin.
It looks like little.
Yeah, it looks like two white demonic eyes, appropriately in her eyes.
Why don't
you
raise the light, and why don't you have the copy that you're reading at eye level to the?
She's obviously not mic'd. They're using a boom or a mic near her. She sounds like. It's all awful.
A show, though? It's not
She's
just...
standing there. No, this is a skit that they put together. She's standing there holding an apple. And she's supposed to be the teacher at Woke Academy, whatever this is.
I see. This is the whole thing. I get it. Woke school.
All right, guys. So I'm your substitute teacher today. Let's pick up your normal lesson plan. Go ahead and open your coloring books to the page where Martin Luther King Jr. is affirming Demi Lovato's gender pronouns.
Is this funny?
Where Martin Luther King Jr. is affirming Demi Lovato's pronoun. Let's pause for the raucous laughter.
You know, Lauren Witzke, I feel bad for you. You have a writer's room that you need to fire. You need to fire every writer you have working for you because they hate you. Anybody that gave you that joke
Right-wing Watch
hates you.
Put this out. They say the right is starting to get better at comedy. It's making lefties nervous.
Fire your writers. Do you
King
like that?
Jr. is affirming Demi Lovato's gender pronouns. Who would like to express?
Look at. I'm sorry. The visual, Ryan. Look at this freeze frame of her eyes.
Yeah.
The ring.
Yeah, you can see that. You need to fire your writers and your everyone associated with this.
Express themselves today.
Excuse me, teacher. Hi, I'm Dave. He, they pronouns. I identify as an octopus. Are we going to be
I identify as an octopus.
But he's...
Pause for laughter.
Pause for laughter. You're going to be pausing a lot, waiting for that laughter. That guy also has glasses on.
And the ring lights.
This is bad, man. Well, you know what I mean? This is not good.
This is their, this is their big...
is this funny?
This is their big comedy. Yeah, man.
What is this supposed to be that we're watching now? Like, what is this product?
This is them making fun of the woke libs. No. This is going to go viral. And
I understand that.
They're going to become famous and make all kinds of money.
That all makes perfect sense. What is this, though? Is it a YouTube show that they do every week or something?
No, I think they do it on their own platform.
Is this a sketch show? Is this what we're watching?
This maybe is they're branching out. They usually do these talk shows.
Who told Lauren Witzke to do a sketch show? Is she trying to compile material to submit to Saturday Night Live? I mean, I don't know.
Welcome back.
Did you pay the Sweat Hogs for this fucking song?
If he, they pronouns identify as an octopus, are we going to be having a test on how George Washington tore down the black man's space pyramids at Wakanda?
George Washington tore down the black man's space pyramids in Wakanda.
You know what? They have to
laugh
go.
Laugh track.
Let me tell you, you better get a laugh track if you're going to have those. Whoever wrote these jokes.
On the black man's space pyramids at Wakanda?
That test will be on Monday. You will be required to do your presentation in...
God, take two. You missed. You fucked up your line. They will be... We have the technology. You can reshoot this, Lauren.
Do you remember in Sons of Anarchy, they had this character that kept jacking off no matter what? And what did they do to stop him from that?
Spoiler alert.
Yes. What did they do?
Chopped his fingers off.
That's right. This is what they should do with all the writers on this, because so they never write again.
That test will be on Monday. You will be required to do your presentation in breakdown dance form. If you're white, breakdancing is cultural appropriation. So if you're white, you just automatically fail. Any more questions? Okay, open your coloring books and repeat after me. Whitey is bad, Whitey is whack. If Whitey had a soul, then Whitey would be black.
Whitey is bad, Whitey is whack. If Whitey had a soul, then Whitey would be black.
You know what I like about this? Let's talk about what we like. Okay? I like the soundtrack. What is that? The beep, 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 beep. I'm enjoying
the rock and music in the background? I don't know.
Let's see the costumes.
Well, they're using stock footage. There's a lot of stock footage of kids that are in school and stuff.
If he had a soul, then Whitey would be black.
Whitey is bad. Whitey is whack. If Whitey had a soul, then Whitey would be black.
There you go. It's just the beginning. There's more, probably. I don't know where you would find it, but that's the only clip right when I watch it.
Hopefully no one can find that. It's just, I critique the costumes and everything. I think Witski should have been in something different. I don't understand what she's wearing. That's that blousy looking thing.
White is bad.
Yeah. God, video. Who? These people just can't even help
them. White is bad. Look at me. I'm a racist lefty. Well, I hate white people.
Well, listen, despite all that, they should have hired you, though. You would have fixed this. You wouldn't have had her in that outfit, right?
I wouldn't have had her.
Is this an effort that did they work hard on this? They, meaning the production staff for this Lauren Witski sketch
Obviously
show.
Obviously, they green screened it with the one guy and
they wrote this. Good? They're not embarrassed.
They put this out.
This didn't leak.
No.
As something they were working on that didn't turn out so great, and they're kind of embarrassed. They deleted it, and then somebody let it out. They actually said, hey, look, everybody, look at this good work we're doing.
Yes.
Shit, man.
This is who they are.
I've taken acting classes with Steppenwolf.
This is a human. This is what we look like. I mean, this is what we act like.
This is all those things that Alex said, but also this is not theater and this is not acting. This is bullshit. And I call you out.
That's them owning the left, Ryan. What's wrong with you?
I call you out. I do not believe
That's
you.
Funny as hell. I'm going to share that on my page.
God damn it.
Look, he's making fun of the woke left. He said when that Martin Luther King.
Is the Lauren Witski sketch show going to come out every week, or what? What is it? What kind of deal do they have with YouTube for this?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're shopping it around.
Shop it to Twitter. I think Elon would love this. Shop it. Shopping this around. Who wants a piece of this art that I'm making? This is funny, right? That guy sucks. Who is that guy? Is that Bill Pullman? I didn't recognize him.
No, that was one of their other dudes, Shane Holly.
Oh, it was Paul Rudd. Yes, Shane. Good work there, buddy.
We played clips of him. He's
he's an asshole.
Yeah. Christo, right-wing nut job.
They couldn't even get Kirk Cameron to help, to help Lauren or something. Kirk Cameron could have directed this shit. You know he could have. He spent years in TV. You know he's got at least, I mean, if you get past his bullshit, he at least is a director that can tell you to stand on your mark. He wouldn't have the cue cards down there, correct? And he would have had it lit properly. He wouldn't have had, you know what I mean? He wouldn't have people, he would have at least done the little things that make you look not stupid.
Thanks for listening. Look at the time flying.
Even Scott Baio, though, all those years on TV, the Happy Day show and that show where he was creepy at the Charles in Charge. I mean, all these guys, you're at least around lighting. You understand lighting on some level. There are right-wing nut jobs that Lauren could have reached out to. But she didn't.
Right.
Hubris.
This is, well, you'll recognize these mellifluous tones, yes. I think, pretty easily.
The streets of Nashville right now, filled with rainbow people.
about to sneeze. Oh, man, right as I was trying to talk, I apologize rainbow for sneezing people. Into the microphone.
Well, I mean, listen, that rainbow people.
Ow.
Is that negative? Oh, does it hurt when you sneeze?
Just a little bit.
Why is rainbow people? It sounds like Greg Locke is being negative when he says rainbow people.
Well, it's I don't know if it's irony or what, because he is rocking the strangest shirt I've ever seen him wear with like this gold. It's all black.
Yes.
Well, it's black pants and a black button-down shirt, but with some weird gold splatter, it looks like.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Let me see. Like Big Bird came on his chest, assuming Big Bird has yellow jizz.
That's like a pattern. Ed Hardy shirt.
There's a pattern on one of his arms.
I bet it's a cross, and I bet there's Jesus bleeding or some shit like that.
Oh, it's on the upper arm of the other side. In the lower arm.
It's maybe side. Mary with stigmata.
The streets of Nashville right now, filled with rainbow people.
Filled.
That need the gospel. That we love. That we would preach the truth to whether they came or not. But if you think I'm going to cower down, if you think I'm just going to give, why are y'all getting so quiet?
I tell you what.
Why are y'all getting so quiet?
I'll be honest, dude. Like, if you muted Greg Locke, I would be like, I would take all of those production values. I would take everything he has and just change all the content. I would take that outfit, too. I would love to do stand-up in that cool fucking shirt. The gold bullshit. I don't give a shit. That's cool. That stage looks great. It's lit well. The sound is amazing. I want all of that.
Come out in Jesus' name. Streaming worldwide July 6th. So he's got something going on. Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Google TV, and YouTube.
How many people are in charge of Greg Locke's sound? Like his voice coming out. How many people? I want to see this.
There's a picture of him in a different shirt where it's all gold flowers on a black background.
I want that too. I love all this shit. I want all this shit. It's wasted on this dumb fucking evangelical whack job. I hate this. He has great lights. He has wonderful sound. I bet there's a guy, if he doesn't have the mic perfect, what kind of mic? He has a nice mic too. If he didn't have the mic perfect, I bet Greg Locke fires that motherfucker. I bet that guy lives in fear of not having Greg Locke sound perfectly. Oh, I would love that.
It's a wireless because he, you know, runs around a lot.
He's so great at a comedy show. If I had a sound guy there, it's like, oh, I hope I make Ryan sound perfect or he's going to be so upset. I would love that.
Greg Locke, everybody.
Jeez. It's not fair. He gets all that cool fucking shit just to say shit about Jesus. It's bullshit.
Also in the news.
I bet he's got a monitor, too. Don't you think he has a monitor so he can hear himself so he doesn't blow out his voice?
You might have an earpiece.
I could count on like one hand the amount of times I've been in a place where I had a monitor. I mean, that's so fucking nice.
You mean a floor monitor?
A floor monitor! Yeah. So I can fucking hear myself so I don't scream all night, man. Now he's got all that shit. Damn. I'm envious, you weirdo. Greg. Stop. The dog is losing her shit over here for some reason.
This is a hilarious story.
Yes.
Politico reporting.
Right.
McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House.
Yay. What a fucking loser.
has tried to suck up to Trump again, apologizing to him.
Oh, you bitch!
But according to Politico, quote, only made things worse.
God, how many times, this guy's been speaker for not that long, how many times has this fuck broken out the knee pads?
Trump embraced McCarthy, once dubbed a rhino by conservatives during his time in the White House, elevating the California Republican as he feuded with other GOP congressional leaders. Trump personally intervened in January to ensure McCarthy won his dream job, ultimately convincing his critics to stand down amid a battle for the speakership.
Is that true? Did Trump get Kevin McCarthy that speakership?
Allegedly, he told the other guys not to, you know, like Matt Gaetz and stuff, to stand down, let him be, and let McCarthy be speaker.
That was after how many votes they had?
A bunch, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever.
No other Republican. See, that is another lesson you're learning about the GOP. The only one that matters is Trump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They had 15 votes and then Trump waddled in.
The Trump notably kept quiet about the debt ceiling deal that McCarthy struck with Biden, a major and intentional boost for the speaker that was crucial in ensuring a deal would withstand conservative piles on, which is why it came as a shock yesterday when McCarthy dissed Trump in a CNBC interview.
I can't believe it.
Openly questioning whether Trump would be the Republicans' best presidential nominee.
Are you on LSD, you fuck? Are you insane? They stormed the Capitol on his behalf. They love him. They do. They don't give a shit about you, Kevin. It's, all these people are delusional, man. This guy comes out there, oh, maybe Trump's not our best choice. Have you seen the numbers?
So Trump's been indicted. His poll numbers are going up, so primary voters like him. If he wins the primary, do you think he can win the general? And is it good for the Republican Party if Donald Trump is the nominee?
Look.
And then I want to get to Biden his malarkey defense and all that stuff.
Trump, can Trump beat Biden? Yeah, he can beat Biden.
Is that a good thing for the Republican Party if Donald Trump is the...
Republicans get to select their nominee. I think if you want to go sheer policy to policy, it's not good for Republicans. It's good for America. Trump's policies are better, straightforward, than Biden's.
It makes
policies.
It complicated if he's got all these trials and all this stuff overhanging.
It makes it complicated. Also helps him when.
But do you think he could win an election? Could he win an election?
Can he win that election? Yeah, he can.
You think he can?
The question is he the strongest to win the election? I don't know that answer, but can somebody, can anybody?
You fucked up! You dumb shit! He didn't mean to say that, I bet. He's just talking. Oh, my God,
he's a
Kevin.
Moron.
God, these guys are so stupid.
The question is he the strongest to win the election? I don't know that answer, but can anybody beat Biden? Yeah, anybody can beat Biden. Can Biden beat other people? Yes, Biden can beat him. It's on any given day.
Uh-oh, he hates that, too.
Yeah, I...
What do you mean Biden can beat me?
Kevin, what are you doing? I don't understand him.
So, allegedly, says Trump world flipped out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they did. We're told, this is Politico, we're told top aides to the former president and allies who know both men quickly traded messages asking, in short, what the fuck?
Yes.
Some called McCarthy a moron, we're told.
Oh, absolutely.
Others looked to the Trump campaign hand Brian Jack.
Some creep
who also advises the speaker and has been a critical bridge between both men to play mediator as Trump hit the trail in New Hampshire. McCarthy immediately pivoted into cleanup mode.
Of course, he didn't mean to
lick,
say
lick,
this.
Lick, 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 lick.
Yeah.
He called Trump to apologize, according to the New York Times.
Oh, you goddamn loser! There is no help coming from the Republicans. The only thing that can save us from Donald Trump is the Department of Justice. Holy shit.
He offered Trump-loving Breitbart reporter Matt Boyle an exclusive interview where he walked the comments back and accused the media of taking them out of context. Trump is stronger today than he was in 2016, he said. Politico says, this morning we can report that none of these moves have assuaged the fury of Trump's inner circle.
Oh, no.
McCarthy, they feel, has taken advantage of the former president when it benefits him and failed to show unflinching loyalty in return.
That's right. That's what they like.
They don't understand. Go ahead.
He's an authoritarian.
They don't understand how he could misspeak, as McCarthy, we're told, put it to Trump on something so critical.
Hey, Kevin. Think about Trump as Putin. Would anybody in Putin's government ever say that about Putin? Would anyone? I don't know if they have a Speaker of the House. Would that guy say that about Putin?
In fact, McCarthy's damage control made things worse. After the debacle yesterday, the Speaker's campaign allies pushing out fundraising emails and texts claiming Trump is the strongest opponent to Joe Biden and asking for money.
Yeah. Ask Mike Pence about this shit. Mike Pence.
This is McCarthy.
Oh, I understand. But Mike Pence stood up to Trump. He didn't. He verified those electors.
As they say here at Politico, fundraising off Trump's name without permission is a huge no-no for Trump, whose team requires explicit approval for any campaign to use his name.
Oh, of course.
And likeness. Trump's team, we are told, asked McCarthy's last night to take down the fundraising pitch.
Damn, McCarthy. You fucking idiot. These people are fascists. They don't tolerate any of this bullshit. I don't understand this.
Yesterday's drama, now there's a major concern in Trump world. Why hasn't McCarthy endorsed Trump?
Yeah.
While it's unclear if Trump has explicitly asked McCarthy for support, his silence on the matter has baffled the former president and his close allies. McCarthy has told some Trump backers that he's holding off because an endorsement might hurt Trump by tying him to the party's establishment. That's bullshit.
No. Kevin, let me explain something to you. Your endorsement doesn't matter. You don't matter. You don't matter. Right. They stormed the Capitol for Donald Trump. Nobody gives a fuck about you.
Nobody
the maggots
matters.
Don't
right.
care about you. He's Elvis to these fucks.
McCarthy also suggested that as the highest ranking Republican in office, just two heartbeats away from the presidency, perhaps he should stay neutral.
Yeah,
Trump allies aren't buying that. The former president, the thinking goes, will never allow McCarthy to stay on the sidelines in a nasty GOP primary and expects his full support, something many of them think he'll get eventually and perhaps now sooner rather than later.
Oh, I think so, too. I think Kevin McCarthy's going to bend over and spread him for this shitler. It's not surprising.
Yesterday's brouhaha raised questions about how long Trump should or would support McCarthy.
You know, I have never really thought of this, though. Someone that he's third in line?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Many of the ex-president's strongest allies in Congress have been stacking up their grievances against McCarthy, like our guy, Matt Gaetz, one
yes.
of the number one anti-McCarthy fuckwads in Congress.
Good job, Matt. I guess.
Several more would be more than happy to force a vote to oust the speaker. If Trump wanted.
Who would be speaker then? Who could fill his weird little shoes?
One GOP consultant said if Donald Trump wanted, he could have him out as speaker by the end of the week.
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, Donald Trump told all those people to storm the Capitol. And they nearly hung Mike Pence on his behalf.
Right, right.
He can make these GOP fucks do whatever the fuck he wants them to do. It's a cult. How many?
There's a piece over at Washington Post that says, "Why does Mike Pence bother?"
I know it is. To me, it's like it's very bizarre. I mean, it's like these Republicans in Chris Christie, especially, it's like they don't understand that they're dealing with a cult. This is right. a cult. You just can't tell them. I mean, all Chris Christie did went on there and said a bunch of shit that was in that indictment or stuff we already knew, but in a serious voice. That's all he did. And it didn't move the dial. Like, nothing happened. They're in a cult.
There's also a report, this is NBC I'm reading from, that not only is Trump probably not going to debate,
yeah,
but that he's looking at fucking with the first debate by having
of
a
course.
Competing event
yes.
at the exact same time.
Absolutely, because he knows he's the main attraction compared to these people. And the Republicans, no one will watch that debate if he's not on it. No one will right. give a shit.
One person said in the campaign said, Trump's not going to debate unless he's forced to by changing polling.
What? Oh, I see.
If somebody starts,
right.
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But as long as he's this much ahead, they're like, why would he debate? Yeah.
It's bad strategery.
Trump is reportedly also exploring options for counter-programming during the first debate.
You know, Trump, you know what I would do? I wouldn't even do a debate. I would go on TV and find a network that would air a really great movie at the same time that people would watch instead.
his absence would deprive the... We're going to show the first 10 minutes of Amistad on a loop.
With a laugh track.
With 10 minutes from... it's a Holocaust movie. Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trump's absence would deprive the RNC, Fox News, and GOP primary voters of the Republican Party's most compelling and most powerful figure. Trump knows he can keep attention on himself by making his appearance conditional at best.
Yeah.
Ripping Fox for failing to cover him as he would like, Trump suggested on Truth Social that the cable network wants him to show up and get them ratings.
Yes. But yes.
He criticizes Fox for wanting him to participate while they try to promote, against all hope, to sanctimonious.
He's not coming.
Sorry,
to your
Fox
debates.
News. Life doesn't work that way. 3 exclamation points. He wrote.
They're right. They're right. You're dealing with a fascist 7-year-old child that's addicted to Adderall and walking around with a full diaper. Life does not work in any reasonable way right now.
One person says Trump hasn't made any final decision about whether he's going to debate or not. But if he doesn't debate, I doubt he's staying home.
Yeah, what would a debate do, though, for his supporters? It wouldn't matter. We go look at the footage from January 6th. They're scaling the walls on his behalf. There are people literally climbing the walls of the Capitol because he said so. Debate? Why would he bother? That's funny.
Trump also wants a loyalty oath from any of the losers.
Oh, yes.
That they're going to have to endorse him if he is the candidate.
Well, listen, I don't know. Chris Christie doesn't sound like he's up for that, Trump. What are you going to do about that? Make another fat joke, probably.
Trump has long held open the threat that he wouldn't endorse any candidate that beats him for the nomination.
Yeah, so he doesn't. No, this is scorched earth.
Right.
You know, NPR did. I wanted to call them immediately after I heard this report. They did this thing about Asa Hutchinson. You know, the guy's a governor somewhere running for something
right.
for president. And another governor, I think, of Oklahoma, his name's Stitt?
Sure. Arkansas is Asa Hutchinson.
And then who's Stitt? I think he's Oklahoma. Guy named Stitt. And Stitt...
Oh, he just entered. Yeah.
No, Stitt is endorsing Asa, I believe.
Oh.
And they are forming a coalition to fight Trump. And I don't even know what states they're from. And no one cares. No one cares. It's as if... This makes me crazy because it's just people... just not seeing what is going on.
Oh, it says there's another consideration. RNC rules require debate participants to pledge support to the party's nominee. Fuck that.
This is Donald Trump, motherfuckers. He is lighting this bitch up and burning it to the ground. And I don't give a fuck what Mike Pence or Chris Christie. Nobody cares.
Some of the other candidates, including Asa Hutchinson, former Representative Will Hurd of Texas.
Yes. I don't know who the fuck that is.
And former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie have either said they won't back Trump or have criticized the loyalty oath. Chris Christie called the pledge a useless idea.
You are, though. But you are.
Arguing Republicans should be willing to support their nominee without turning it into a blood oath. Christie said, it's only the era of Donald Trump that you need somebody to sign something on a pledge. I think it's a bad idea.
You know, Chris Christie, if you wanted to help, go in and figure a way to raise money or something for the Democrats. This is stupid what you're doing. It's a joke.
Oh, God. Then they ask people on the street.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned about Trump not debating. I would like to see him debate, but he has a lot of good information.
There you go. He has a lot of good information.
And he's getting better at it.
Oh, he is getting better at it, isn't he? Yeah, see, this is what we're dealing with. That radicalized fuck thinks the earth is flat and that Hillary and Bill have bodies buried in some hillside. I mean... It's you're not dealing with normal people. Chris Christie coming on TV and saying Donald Trump is a cheater and a liar and says poo-poo words. No one fucking gives a shit.
Meanwhile, some other Republicans are saying he should debate.
Yes. For our the sake of the podcast, oh yes, Trump, you should, please.
The Republican Party is not about coronations. We're about making people prove what they stand for.
Lies!
He's got a lot of questions he needs to answer for. And
bullshit!
The debate stage could be the perfect place to do that.
No. What you're talking about, the Republicans, it is indeed a coronation. Are you not listening? Trump is demanding a loyalty oath. That is coronation shit. That's totalitarian shit. Oh man.
One person who went to see DeSantis,
yes,
recently said after an event that he'd prefer not to see Trump in the debate stage. I think he'd be a distraction, says this guy who voted for Jeb in 2016 and is leaning towards Christie this time.
He said
Trump's not a policy guy.
Does this person exist that you're quoting, that there's really someone out there that says they're a Christie guy, that they're going to vote for him?
Interviewed this guy.
Is he real? Yeah. Is he inflatable?
They found Chris Christie's cousin.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's just like the efforts by the Republicans to come get their Frankenstein is laughable, and it's nothing. It's nothing.
Right.
Evidenced by these numbers. You're doing nothing to protect us from this Nazi. That's the truth about the GOP.
Yeah, out of their minds.
It's Nikki Haley. Send Nikki Haley to fight the monster. No. Send, who is this?
One quick story, and then we go. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
we're
shit.
Back tomorrow on Thursday.
G-Butts.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern, live. And we're off Friday this week.
Yay.
Meta, you know, the Facebook, the company that owns Facebook.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All these other
Zuckerberg.
Companies. Zuckerberg. The has a new AI. Like OpenAI has chatbot.
Cool.
Microsoft has its AI going. Google is working on AI.
I love it.
Bing now is run by AI.
Ew.
If you go over to Bing.
Oh, wow.
A model created by Meta called LLMA, Llama.
God, this hipster shit.
Llama. They're finding out that this one allows you to make your own chatbots.
Oh, okay.
You know, like if you have, they're being used for a lot of customer service.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Where you don't realize you're not talking to a person necessarily.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This AT&T shit right here. Fuck you guys.
But they've found that the biggest use that's being used
is
for the chatbot.
Yes.
That people are making. Here's one named Allie, an 18-year-old with long brown hair who boasts tons of sexual experience.
Of course,
because she lives for attention.
Yes.
And will share details of her escapades with anyone for free.
Ah, I knew it was porn. It's always porn. That's where the technology porn. It's always porn first.
A rising tide of specialized AI products anyone can build, writing tools for chatbots.
Yes.
But they are being used for sex fantasy chats.
Beep, 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 buck. Beep, 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 beep.
It all comes back to porn.
I'm in love with a robot. Jeez,
it all
man.
Comes back
it's
to
AI.
Porn. Right.
You're fucking an algorithm.
The number one use.
Of course, man. Shit, yeah.
Get
we have some
right.
Now we can use this to solve world hunger now that we figured out how to
your own sexy chat bot.
Woo!
Let's get out of here. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. 6, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit. We get a little commission. It'll cost you fuck. See what Ryan's doing. He's at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Last time I've tweeted. That's it. Thanks. We're back.
Yay.
We'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have a good one.
Right.
Ivanka's hot.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.